This is Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz, marking the day when recreational marijuana first went on sale in Massachusetts, roughly 2 years after voters asked for it. Some customers lined up as early as midnight outside Cultivate in Leicester and New England Treatment Access in Northampton. They're braving the cold, rain, and snow for their first legal highs. Here's John Carter from Marlboro, who waited for hours outside Cultivate.
Yeah, this is a historical day for Massachusetts, you know? So in a long time, I'll be able to say, yeah, I bought on the first day. It was dumb and it was cold, but I did it.
WBUR reporter Quincy Walters is on the ground in Leicester in that cold, maybe feeling dumb. Quincy, are you? Welcome back. First, welcome back to Radio Boston. What is the scene? What's going on out there?
Thanks, Evan. Well, it's 32 degrees out here and it's snowing, but people are waiting in line. They've been waiting for hours. And people are excited. They're playing reggae music right now, and there's a food truck that specializes in grilled cheese. And this cold and snow and various forms of precipitation aren't deterring them from getting this.
I'm trying to get it all in my head. It's reggae music, grilled cheese, and snow, huh?
Yes.
So have you talked to anybody interesting?
Yeah, so I've talked to a few people in line, and one of them was John Carter, who we just heard from a few minutes ago.
I'm probably just going to buy a couple joints and an edible. This is about the spirit of the gesture, you know? It's not about, like, I need to stock up before they make it illegal again.
And he says he'll only come if his dealer lets him down. I also spoke to Suzanne Pepe, who's from the neighboring town of Spencer. And I asked Pepe where she usually gets her marijuana.
It's usually wherever I can find. Yeah, like a cousin's brother's friend, you know, something like that. So, yeah, exactly. So it's cool to get it from an actual place.
And that's kind of the vibe here. People are excited about coming to a legal brick-and-mortar weed establishment, if you will. And it doesn't hurt that there's a pomp and circumstance.
Now they got to bring some cash, though, right? I mean, I understand payment's a big issue because the federal government still considers marijuana illegal. So banks, credit agencies, they've been reluctant to handle transactions. Anybody surprised by this? Expect to swipe their card and discover that wouldn't work?
Right. So it seems most people here are prepared. They do have cash. But some people don't have cash with them. People without cash are being told to go to a nearby Walmart where there's an ATM. It seems that there's a bit of discrepancy of info on the line about this. Some said that they thought they could use debit card, but at the moment, Cultivate is only accepting cash. And the products inside are not cheap. I had a rather funny conversation with Ryan Smith of Worcester, and he's not happy about the cost.
Oh, this morning time coming. Price is too high. I ain't buying but like that from here.
And I talked to someone who works here at Cultivate during his lunch break, and he says the popular items are pre-rolls, which are like pre-rolled joints, chocolate OGs, which is a certain strain of THC. I thought that might be some kind of confectionery initially. And another popular item is a blueberry vape cartridge.
So it may be that people can get things they can't get elsewhere, but they're paying a little more. You know how much more? I mean, people
right.
give you a
so
sense?
So I did speak to someone who came from Plymouth, and he said he got a bit of candy, I believe. He spent, he said, well over $300.
That's a lot of candy.
But he said, you know, that the it's worth it coming here on the first day. He said hopefully his boss doesn't find out.
Well, it sounds like you've been privy to quite an experience. That's WBUR reporter Quincy Walters. Quincy, thank you so much for braving the cold and joining us on Radio Boston.
No problem, Evan.
Let's turn now to Steve Hoffman. He's the chairman of the Cannabis Control Commission, which was tasked with making recreational marijuana a reality here in Massachusetts. And he joined me today. Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good. Part of me wants to say congratulations. It's a big day for you. 2 years since voters passed question 4. 2 stores now open. How are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, this is a milestone for both the commission, but more importantly for the state. You know, it's been 2 years since the law was passed. It's been 14 months since the commission was appointed. I'm very proud. I'm proud of where we are right now. I'm proud of how we've gotten there. I think we've put in place a set of regulations that's going to make the industry work for the citizens of the state of Massachusetts, and simultaneously built an agency that will ensure that our regulations are enforced and adhered to going forward. So this is a very important milestone. And I'm proud. I'm proud of what we've accomplished.
Well, let me ask you about the facilities. You've seen them. You toured them. What did you think?
Well, I was at the Northampton NEDA facility yesterday. We had some other of our commission at the Lester Cultivate facility, so I'll speak about what I saw in Northampton. And I saw a very professionally run facility. NEDA had clearly given some very, very serious thought to, you know, particularly for opening, how are they going to manage crowds, how are they going to make sure that there was going to be no disruption to the medical patients on that side of the facility. It's very clear that, you know, they built out their facility explicitly in alignment with our regulations. So I was very impressed.
So it sounds like you feel like the system is ready. You're happy with how it's come together. Are the people of Massachusetts ready? Do you have words of caution
I don't know
or excitement?
How I could possibly answer that question.
Well,
go ahead.
Do you worry? Do you have words of caution for people who are thinking
sure.
of purchasing marijuana this week?
Sure. Yeah. You know, our theme is, you know, is be a responsible consumer. It means starting slow, particularly if you haven't tried this before. It absolutely means stay in adherence with state laws in terms of the amount you can possess, as well as no public consumption. And by far, most importantly, please don't drive if you've consumed marijuana.
Back to the system, though. This is a first step, yes? There's more to come.
Yes,
what are the hurdles
absolutely.
You see ahead in terms of, I don't know, inspectors, new retail outlets? How do you see
yeah,
things?
You know, I don't know that I call them hurdles. It's just this. I view this, while this is an important milestone, as I said at the beginning of the conversation, this to me is the beginning, not the end. There are clearly new stores, new cultivation facilities, new manufacturing facilities. We are, as I think you're aware, taking responsibility for oversight of the medical marijuana industry from the Department of Public Health by the end this year, and that's going to create, you know, another set of challenges for us. To me, the most important challenge going forward is we want this industry, as it evolves and matures over the next few years, to look the way the legislation mandates, and that's diversity of ownership between small and big companies, with women, minorities, veterans, disabled people, LGBT representation, not just in terms of employment, but in terms of ownership of these facilities, and that's going to take a while. It's going to take a while to get this industry to look the way we want it to, but that's our biggest challenge going forward, is to do everything that we can to make sure this industry looks that way and is something that we're all proud of.
Yeah, that was one of the big pushes from the beginning, has been to make sure that communities that were disproportionately affected by the war on drugs, minority communities
yes.
in particular, got their share of the pie here. Are
yep.
you confident? Well, do these first two stores reflect that? They seem to
no.
have pretty well...
No, you know, the first two stores are current medical dispensaries that have added an adult use license and are co-locating those facilities in Leicester and in Northampton. You know, I think it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight, but this industry is going to evolve and grow, and I am quite optimistic because myself and the other four commissioners are completely committed to making this look the way the legislation requires, including diversity, including participation by those communities that you referred to a few seconds ago. But it's not going to happen overnight. We're reaching out to those communities. We're providing mentoring and coaching and training services to those communities. We're trying to bring financing into those communities, which is probably the biggest challenge, just because traditional sources of financing are not really going to participate in this industry. So it's a challenge. It's one that I'm quite confident about, and as I said, we're totally committed to. We have to go to the legislature in the early part of 2019 and report back on how we're doing. And if we're not doing well, we have to tell the legislature what we're going to do differently to make this work.
I also want to just pull back a little and ask you, because it's been a real journey for you. You were opposed to legalization of recreational marijuana before the ballot initiative. You get appointed here. You've come under mm-hmm. criticism for the pace of things. But it seems like mm-hmm. it might be a time to reflect. I mean, how have you been changed by leading this initiative for the last 14 months?
I voted against the initiative, question four, not because I am opposed to the legalization of adult use marijuana. I actually voted against it because I thought it was a really short time frame for a really complicated issue.
And then you got put in charge of making the time frame work.
I'm completely aware of the irony involved in that. I don't know whether I've changed, but I've certainly learned just an incredible amount. I've never worked in state government before. At this stage of my life, I really just wanted to learn new things, meet new people, acquire new skills, and have an impact on something besides the bottom line of a company that that had always been my focus in the private sector. And on all of those dimensions, this job has been way more than I could have possibly anticipated. And I have a combination of pride, but also a feeling of, I've had fun. It's been intense and it's been challenging. And you're right, we've had some criticism, but I feel good about what we've accomplished and how we've gotten here. And I've had fun along the way. And I intend to have fun for the remaining 3 years and 10 months of my term.
That's Steve Hoffman, chairman of the Cannabis Control Commission. Steve, congratulations on meeting this milestone, and I hope you're right about your future fun.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your questions and interest.
Stay with us. I'm Evan Horowitz. This is Radio Boston.